Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. God is blessing the people of God, and he's showering us with his goodness, his forgiveness, his love, and his mercy. I'm so glad that I'm actually a part of the family of God, and I know that you are too. Amen? And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. I'm Dr. Sabrina Sessions, and we're so happy to have you this evening. God bless you. We want to invite everyone to join us on our webpage and in our chat room. Our chat room is located as a part of our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, you will see MIC Radio Chat, Miracle Internet Church Radio Chat. Click that link, go down the left side of the page, underneath the word viewers, there's a circular icon, looks like it has a stick in it. Click that one and sign in. We simply ask that you do not use your email address or your phone number as your username. Amen? And greet one another in the name of the Lord. You'll see that the saints are already there chatting away in the love of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. And if you're on an iPhone or Android cellular device or some other electronic device, you may sign in to miracleinternetchurch.com as well. When the page comes up on your cell phone, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That's your link. Click that, and all the other links will open to you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, saints, God has been moving all over the earth, and miracles are happening everywhere. People are coming to Christ. People are waking up. People are realizing that there's got to be more to life than just this. So I pray that you've been witnessing to some of those persons. And if you have not, why, it's certainly not too late. There are plenty of sinners out there, plenty of people that need to hear about Jesus Christ. You know, a long time ago, you used to hear people talk about the Lord a lot more than you do now. Now it's a rare thing to hear anybody mention the name of the Lord other than as a cuss word. But saints, we're the ones that are supposed to make the difference in the world. We're the salt and we're the light that they need to see and experience. So I want to encourage you to come out of your shyness and your forgetfulness and your hurriedness and your busyness and stop and chat with someone about the Lord. Amen? Stop and chat with someone about just how good the Lord is. I know that as time goes on, you'll probably have fewer friends in the world and more friends in the body of Christ simply because that's the way things work. However, we still run into people all throughout life that don't know Jesus Christ. And if you don't have an opportunity to witness, by all means, pray for them. Amen? The Lord is depending on believers to obey the word of God. Amen? So we just want to thank everyone for joining us this evening for worship. The Lord has a lot for us. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 37, Psalm 37. And if you're already in the chat room, you can scroll up and you can see this information already posted in the announcement. Our verse for meditation comes from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And our featured ebook, you know, on our website, we have over 150 ebooks that are available to you. Amen? And our featured ebook is Spirit of Rejection, Deliverance Root System. And that link is in the chat room already. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. So, we've been having a wonderful time here, as there have been a lot of people that wanted to be baptized coming in for baptisms. We ask that while we're on the air live, if you contact Brother Bill in the chat room to arrange that, if that's what you would desire. It's been a glorious experience with every visitor, every person that came, and they may have come feeling like a visitor, but they left feeling like family. Amen? So we're so happy that you came. It just makes everything wonderful. It really does. It adds to our fellowship, and we get to see you face-to-face and enjoy your very presence. Amen? And certainly the celebration of baptism. So that's just a wonderful thing in life. Amen? You know, saints, this coming Saturday, we will be funeralizing my late aunt. She's the last aunt that I had. And I've been asked to do something on the program. And I wondered what I would do. But the Lord's already spoken to my heart, and so I'm going to follow his instructions. I just ask that you all keep us in prayer. The family is going to have the viewing on Friday, and I won't be able to stay very long because we have the broadcast, of course. But the funeral will be on Saturday. So I ask that on Saturday, if you wouldn't mind, that you would lift a prayer before the Lord on behalf of my family. Amen? Amen. She was very eager and excited about leaving. She knew that she was dying. It didn't bother her one bit. She was looking forward to leaving and smiling about it. So she's very happy, and we are happy for her, but we will sorely miss her. Amen? Amen. So if you would mind, keep us in prayer. We will surely appreciate it and thank the Lord for you. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject yet again. We mentioned it before, but we're going to talk about it tonight a little differently. You see, there's some of us that need a physical healing in our body. Some of us need an emotional healing. Some of us need a mental healing, a healing in our minds. And tonight we're going to talk about that. You see, it's important for us to seek the Lord, and it's important for us to seek the Lord for the things that we need in this life. Amen? It's important. If you need to be healed, that needs to be one of the things you discuss with the Lord and praise him for when you all spend time together. If you need direction in life, that ought to be one of the things that you discuss with the Lord on a regular basis. Amen? We have a God that wants us to fellowship with him. Remember in the garden, God would come in the cool of the day every day and fellowship with Adam. Well, God wants to fellowship with you too. And he would like for you to take it very seriously. He would like to meet with you every day just as he did with Adam. They had a set time and a set place every day to meet and fellowship. And the Lord would like to have that with you as well. So if you have not established such with the Lord, I would encourage you to do so. I would encourage you to have a set time every day and a particular place that you meet with him. And I would encourage you to take your Bible with you because it's the Bible. He does. And he'll talk to you. And you get to worship him. And you get to fellowship with the Lord. And it's one of the more beautiful aspects of the Christian life. We have a personal relationship and a strong soul tie with God Almighty himself. The world can't claim this. Sinners can't say that they've got this. They don't have it. They don't have it at all. You have the missing element in life. And it would be a crime to let such a beautiful blessing pass by. You see, how would you determine that you really wanted to be in heaven if you don't get to know the one who's already there? Amen? So I encourage you to maximize your fellowship time with the Lord throughout your day. Speak to him, sing to him, thank him, praise him. It makes for a beautiful walk all the way home. Amen? Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer, shall we? Now, I heard a terrible thing, just a terrible thing, that some people really don't want to do very much spiritual warfare. Well, to this I say, you have an enemy that has come to stop you, come to hurt you and those that you love. Some of us can look back at our lives and we can see the horrible inroads that the enemy has made in our lives. And we are determined that he'll never do it again, that he'll never get another opportunity to treat us that way, that he'll never get another chance to steal from us, to lie to us, to deceive us, to just about kill us and our loved ones. Amen? So if you're one of those, you're going to be ardent in warfare. You're going to do warfare every single day, as often as it takes. You see, some of us are so grateful to be saved, to have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ at all, that we'll do anything and everything the Lord wants us to do. It's important to us that we're saved. We remember what it was like when we didn't have salvation or when we neglected the salvation that we did have. It means something to us. It's more important than anything else in the whole world. And we are praying that one day salvation comes to mean that to you too, that it becomes the most important thing in your life, and you are not willing to do without it, that what Jesus did for you is the hallmark of your life, praying that you arrive. Come and join us. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you for your truth. Your truth is around our tender parts. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you for every part of the armor of God. We thank you for the shield of faith so that we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you that we're the head. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that we have the opportunity to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, and that we can now do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly place in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire on God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, turn the attacks under the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons. We bind every familiar demon, all technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone devils, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, hypnotic and trance devils. We bind them and all of their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to continue to attack us in the name of Jesus, and we return their attacks back. We send them back from whence they came. They were not ordered by our Heavenly Father. We did not request them. We will not receive them. We reject every attack in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, Indian witchcraft, African witchcraft. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms or any other form, all shape-shifting spirits, and we trap them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, enjoy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We forbid them to attack us anymore in Jesus' name. We return and loose those attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, temptations to sin, in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus, in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels and the praising angels covering us. We thank you for your very presence, Lord, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, there you are in our midst. We pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. For this we are grateful, Lord. And we disconnect ourselves from all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, all soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, every form of agreement with the demonic realm. And we bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer. We break the power of curses, hexes, vexes, spells, love spells, charms, fetishes, sorcery, magic, voodoo, jinxes, potions, ungodly blessings, incantations, incense and candle work, crystals, root works, and every demonic work that exists. We bind all tribal rituals and sins in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we are now disconnected from every demon in Jesus' name and connected into the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, saints, everybody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, tonight we're going to talk about Lord, heal me. Amen. Father, we pray that their phone comes back on so that they can hear the broadcast live in Jesus' name. We bind every devil that's causing that hindrance in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we ask that you release your angels to restore their ability to listen in Jesus' name. Restore the signal, Father, in Jesus' name. In Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, the scripture reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Well, what does that really mean? It means that he's never changed. He's the same. As he always was, so he is, and so he will forever be. There is no change in him. That's important, saints. It's important to know that your God isn't wishy-washy like people. He doesn't change up on a moment's notice. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, God says, I change not. I am the Lord. I change not. He tells us quite pointedly that he doesn't change, that he is in charge of everything, and he does not change. So he wants us to know this. He wants us to be assured of this. In the gospel, in James, New Testament, James, the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You see, there's not even a shadow of turning in God. No shadow of turning. No point at which there's a turn. He is the same. He is always the same. He can be depended on to be the same, no matter what happens. He will stand by his word, and he says he doesn't vary. He doesn't bend. He doesn't change. He doesn't go from one state to another state. He doesn't alter. He doesn't modify. They're not three varieties of God. He's one. The Lord our God is one Lord. So from that, we should know that he is dependable. He can be depended upon. Amen? Because he quite frankly tells you what you need to know. We have been discovering the power of our God. We've been talking about that a lot lately. And one of the ways in which he chooses to display his compassionate love for us is through his power to heal us. Yes, he does. His compassionate love for us is displayed through his power to heal us. Jesus Christ spent much of his time on the earth in healing the sick of all kinds of sicknesses, illnesses, infirmities, and afflictions. Jesus healed in his Father's name, just as we do what we do. In the name of the Lord Jesus was sent in his Father's name. And in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 29, there is a display of this same compassionate love that we're studying about tonight. Beginning with verse 29, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, you see they were in church, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. That means immediately. And immediately they told him about her. That Simon Peter's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was sick of a fever. And Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she got up and ministered unto them. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. So you see, wherever the Lord Jesus was, when he came across someone who was sick, he did what he could for them. He ministered to them. He ministered healing to them. Yes, he displayed the Father's love, his compassionate love, by healing people and casting out their devil. So, we are going to look at, for a little while tonight, this same love. Jesus had power over disease, just as he had power to forgive sins. So in Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23, Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23, we read, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, in their churches, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom." That's what he preached, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Amen? It didn't matter what it was. Whatever kind of sickness it was, whatever kind of disease it was, he healed the people. You see, this is the Father's will for us all to be healed, every single one of us. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. There weren't any kind of diseases or infirmities or illnesses that Jesus did not heal. And as we've already discovered, he has not changed. He is the same. What he healed then, he heals now, and he will heal forevermore. So regardless to what the illness or the situation is, the Lord can heal it. He desires to heal it. It's his preference to heal. Amen? That's what his love comes to say to us. Let's go to Matthew. Chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. It talks about how Jesus did this. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages," everywhere he went, "teaching in their synagogues, in their churches, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Every sickness, every disease among the people. You say, "Well, what I have is so small and so insignificant." And I say to you, every sickness and every disease among the people, he heals them all. "Well," they said, "they never heard of what I have." He heals them all. In Matthew chapter 21, Matthew chapter 21, verse 14. "And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them." He healed them. He healed every one of them. There wasn't one that he turned away. In truth, there is nothing too complicated for God to heal. Nothing. Nothing so modern that he can't heal it. Ecclesiastes, in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the Old Testament, right after Proverbs, it reads, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." There is no new thing under the sun. So, saints, don't feel that because you or some loved one or some friend has gone to the clinic or to the doctor's office or to the hospital, and they come up with something they think they don't know about, that it has never happened before. Don't go there. Don't let the devil get you off the path of faith with that. In Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Whatever afflictions we have, are you afflicted? The Lord delivers from affliction. Yes, he does. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." Nothing. In verse 27, same chapter, Jeremiah 32, verse 27, the Lord says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Well, some of us act like there is. I know that there isn't, but some people, they haven't quite made up their minds yet. I don't know why. Amen? In the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Gospel of Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus said unto him, to who? The person that wanted to be healed. "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." So you see, one of the qualifications for being healed, one of the prerequisites, is that you have to choose to believe it. You have to believe that the Lord can heal you. It's that simple. Make up your mind once and for all that he can do it and that he will do it for you. He's done it for all these other people, and God, our God is no respecter of person. If he's done it for one, he'll do it for you. Amen? But are you going to believe him? Are you going to trust him? And are you going to be steadfast in your belief? Only you can answer that. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 3, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?" He forgives our sins, even our generational sins. "Who healeth all thy diseases?" It does not say some. It says all. "He healeth all thy diseases." Amen. God can't lie. And we need to come to the place that we know that that's the truth. Somehow, many saints wrongly believe that their physical or emotional healing is not in any way related to their obedience to the Lord or to their reverence of his word or how they live out their Christian walk. But this belief is in error. All of the areas of our life exert a direct impact on our faith and our ability to receive from the Lord. That's right. Let me say that part again. Somehow, many saints wrongly believe that their physical or emotional healing is not in any way related to their obedience to the Lord or their reverence of his word or how they live out their Christian walk. But this belief is in error. All of the areas of our life exert a direct impact on our faith and on our ability to receive from the Lord. That's right. In John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24, John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's right. And in truth. That's very important. That's extremely important to the Lord. You see, saint, the Lord requires that we recognize and receive him as our healer. Now, I know that you go to work and you buy health insurance or you have health insurance provided for you somehow, and you lean heavily on being able to go to the doctors, go wherever you go, and to the pharmacy and do what they do there. But that's not what the Bible says. What the Bible says is this. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, that means you have to listen to the Lord with the purpose of getting directions in obedience that you plan to carry out. You're listening to hear everything he has to say and to gather that information that are directions and instructions and correction in order to carry it out. And will do, here's the good part, and will do, perform, execute that which is right in his sight. Not right in your sight or my sight, right in his sight. And will give ear. You'll actually listen to and receive his commandments. And keep, obey all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I've brought upon the Egyptians, upon the world, am the Lord that healeth thee. We have a covenant God, a covenant-keeping God. We have a covenant with him. That's what the Old Testament and the New Testament is. It's a covenant agreement. It's a part of our relationship with the Lord. And in this sacred relationship, he says, if we'll do the things he says to do, if we'll diligently listen to his voice and we'll do what he's telling us to do, not what we think, but what he's telling us to do, if we'll actually receive his commandments in our ears, in our hearts, in our minds and in our lives. And if we'll obey his statutes, he will allow a lot of these diseases that you see the world with. He will not allow it. That's for the world, the unbelievers, the rejecters of the gospel, the haters of God. Why? Because I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, it's up to the Lord's discretion whether he uses the medical community or not. It's up to him. He may allow you to go. He may allow you to take some medications. But know that he can do it without any of them. But it's not your prerogative. It's his. You cannot sit in the Lord's face and dictate to him how to heal you. He chooses the method. You receive the healing. And I believe that we are blessed to have what we do have wherever we live. Amen? It is so. It is so, saints. You see, some saints think that, well, one time the Lord healed me this way. So every time he heals me, it's supposed to be the exact same way every time. No, you don't call the shots. Remember, he's Lord of all, not you. He is Lord of all. He determines the method and the pathway to our healing. It's his determination. It's for him to decide, not for you to balk, but for you to humble yourself and do what he tells you to do. That's right. He expects us to approach him with a heart free of unconfessed sin. We can't go to the Lord. Here we go. We have this problem. And we've got an entire life full of unconfessed sin and thinking God's just going to pretend he doesn't see it and he doesn't know it and say, oh, it's just wonderful that you're so full of sin. You're gushing over. You got an overflow of sin and pretend it's not there. That's not God. He's going to deal with that. And so we have to approach him with a heart that's emptied and free of unconfessed sin. In Psalm 66, beginning with verse 18, Psalm 66, beginning with verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, surely God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. If you've got unconfessed sin in your heart, you need to start by getting the unconfessed sin out of your heart. Amen. That's where it begins. That is where it begins. See, he wants people that'll be truthful and honest, not walk in hypocrisy with him. He doesn't like that. It's not a part of his character and nature. So, we can't go promenading up to God with a heart filled with sin and say, well, I need you to heal my foot. It broke, and I need you to fix it. Well, you can try that, but then he's going to deal with you about the sin, too. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You want to pretend you don't have sin? You're not going to prosper. He guarantees it. But whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Whosoever comes to the Lord and says, Lord, I sinned. I did whatever it was. Or I failed to do whatever it was when I should have. And I'm sorry, and I'm repenting, and I'm turning from my sin, never to do it again. That's what forsaking means. I'm done with it. Never again. For those who confess it, you can't just sit there with it in your heart and don't open your mouth and not say anything to the Lord. That's not going to work. You have to confess your sin and walk away from it for the rest of your life. On those, he'll have mercy. He says so in Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. If every time somebody doesn't do just what you want them to do, you have an attitude with them, you need to go get your heart cleaned out because it's not clean. You're full of grudges for some reason. You're filled with offense. You can't speak peaceably to the members of your family. Something's wrong. The love of God isn't flowing. And the love of God is supposed to be poured out in our hearts. By whom? God the Holy Ghost. Amen? It's the truth. We stop up our own way to healing by our attitudes and by our sin and by our unbelief and failure to trust the Lord. The Lord is waiting for us to show mercy. By the way, let me say this. If the Lord has told you to do something and you're refusing to do it, you're in rebellion. You need to go get your heart right before you expect to be healed. Especially if you've been sitting under the gospel for any appreciable length of time. That means you've heard enough of the word to know better. And God expects us to behave better. Yes, he does. He died on the cross for our sins. He has a right to expect us to behave better than we once did. Amen? Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you want to be healed, you need the mercy of the Lord. Yes, you do. But it's sowing and reaping. You must be merciful because blessed are the merciful. They're the ones that obtain mercy. It's the merciful one. Somebody rubs you the wrong way, then you forgive and move on, and you don't keep bringing it up. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's right. That's the way God expects it to be. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 13. But go ye and learn. Go ye, where? Into the word and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Sinners need to be repentant. They need to be sorry for their wrongdoing. They need to want to turn from it and walk away from it and never do it again. That's right. God wants us to be forgiving. He's forgiving. In Matthew chapter 6, back a page, Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And that's the truth. If you want to have an attitude because somebody had to do something and they couldn't come attend to you when you wanted to be attended to or doted on when you wanted to be doted on, and you've got your nose in the air, well, just know that you need forgiveness, but you need to forgive first. Actually, you need to get over yourself. Amen? You really need to humble yourself. That's really the truth. If you've been listening to the gospel for over 6 months and you're still such a suchy much that people have to do every little thing to please you, then you need to get on your face before God in fasting and prayer and get over yourself. It's the truth. It's just the truth. The Lord insists that we trust in him. That's right. He wants us to trust in him. Psalm 4, verse 5. Psalm 4, verse 5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Trust in the Lord. Yes, you may go to the doctors. You may have to go to the hospital. You may have to have surgery. You may have to go to the dentist or to the optician or to the podiatrist or wherever. But your trust is supposed to be in the Lord, not the medical community, not the psychiatrist or the psychologist, the Lord. That's where your trust is supposed to be. That's who you really should be depending on. In Psalm 16, verse 1, Psalm 16, verse 1, preserve me, O God, preserve me, for in thee do I put my trust. If you're believing the Lord to heal your child or your relative, you need to put your faith and trust in him. Yes, he will use others to help out if he chooses to, but you know there are times when God decides to do it all by himself. He reserves that opportunity for himself. It's his prerogative. It's his choice. He is the one who heals his body, who heals his people. Amen? It is so. Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. If you're going to commit it to him, then why are you going to worry? Either you're going to commit it to him and trust him to work it out to the best for you, or you're going to sit there tossing and turning and worrying and trying to find a way to do it yourself. You're going to find this little herbal this or this little herbal that, or you're going to find some alternative this or some alternative that. Why don't you try Jesus? First and foremost, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Put your trust in him. Amen? That's very, very important if you wish to be healed. The Lord calls us to walk in faith. Not doubt, not unbelief, and certainly not fear. The Lord is calling us to walk in faith with him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. There's no way we can please God if we don't have or develop some faith, some confident, steadfast trust in his word and in his ability, in his very character and nature. That's why we talked about the fact that he doesn't change at the very beginning. For he that cometh to God must, didn't say you do it if you feel like it, he said must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And you must believe that. It's not optional. You can't opt out of that. You must at some point choose to believe it and hold on to that belief. It's important. And we should consider it to be important. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God, it didn't say a few of the promises, it says all of the promises of God, in him are yea, and in him, amen. In him are yes, and in him so be it, unto the glory of God by us. His promises in him are yes, and so be it. He's not telling you you can't, it's just impossible to heal you. No, he'll never tell you that. He'll talk to you about your level of faith, but he has the ability to heal. He made you. He made you. He knows how you tick. He created the way you tick. Certainly he can fix it. Amen? Certainly he can fix it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by receiving the word of God into our vessel, by hearing, by believing, by writing it on the tables of our heart. Faith comes by believing the word of God, not believing what somebody, some friend you had said on the phone, no, by believing the word of God, hearing it, accepting it, receiving it, embracing it, making it your own, acting on it. That's what God's looking for. That's what he expects of us. That's what he expects of us. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 28. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 28. And when he, speaking of Jesus, was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? Well, saints, he's asking each of you tonight, do you believe that he is able to heal you? Do you believe it? To what extent do you believe it? Are you fully persuaded that he's able to do it? Or do you just sort of kind of think he might be able to? You see, there's degrees of faith. And nobody's keeping you from going any farther but you. You have to decide, if you're really, really, really going to believe it, that Jesus can heal me of this, whatever your this happens to be. Well, the blind men had an answer for him immediately. They said unto him, yea, Lord. They believed it. They'd already gotten it down in their heart. And the Bible hadn't been written yet. They had the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament, too. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. Evidently, they came to him with faith. He said, he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. So, evidently, it's possible for a human being to approach Almighty God and request to be healed, believe that he can do it to the point that when he releases his healing virtue, they get it. It's possible. Amen? It is possible. It was possible then, and it's possible now. What doth hinder you?
That's right. It's highly possible. It's not some faraway thing.
The Lord awaits those who will ask him to heal them. I must confess, a long time ago, I had a problem in my body that occurred, first of all, because I'd been in a few car accidents, and also because my employment required that I stand for many hours at a time. And so the problem developed. And, as you know, I've been in church my entire life. And so I did the things that I know you're supposed to do when you need to be healed, except one thing. And it had not occurred to me that I hadn't done it. I don't know why at that time, but it just didn't. So I did everything I knew to be right. And I waited for the Lord to manifest my healing. I did. And one day, I was with a group of Christians, and we were praying. And one sister said, the Lord wants to heal thus and so. So nobody moved. Nobody said anything. And so she said it again. She said, the Lord wants to heal thus and so. And so what I did was, since no one else moved, I knew he was talking to me. I reached over and I took her hand and I placed it on that place on my body. And surely enough, I got healed. And later on, I was talking to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, what took so long? He said to me something that really surprised me. He said, you never did ask me. And I was shocked. I was shocked because it wasn't like it was something I didn't know to do. I don't know why I went right past step one and went to all the other steps and just kept on going. I don't know why I forgot that. But I did. You see, you could have been in church your whole life and you can forget to do something. It's not that you don't know about it. You just forgot it. It just slipped your mind. So tonight we're going to talk about several of them in case you've missed one. You see, that might be it for you. It was for me. So in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7, Jesus says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I had forgotten to ask. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? No, we don't treat our children that way. Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? No, we find fish sticks. Or if ye then, being evil in comparison to God, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Good things to them that ask him. Therefore, all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. My, is that a part of the scripture? Yes. See, I keep saying, our whole lives have an impact on our faith and how or whether we receive from the Lord. You see, how you treat other people is significant in whether or not you receive the healing that you need and desire. It's not just a passing thought. It's significant. Amen. It's so, saints. We have to ask the Lord to heal us, saints. We do. Amen. Let's go to James. James, the book of James. Yeah. I'm turning pages. James chapter 4, verse 2. James chapter 4, verse 2. Well, I'm going to start at verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Yet ye have not because ye ask not. To ask. It's important. The Lord says it's important. Saints, we must ask the Lord to heal us. Yes, we have to ask him to heal us. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, back in the Old Testament. 2 Kings, back in the Old Testament, chapter 20. You know, Brother Bill has a beautiful testimony about how he got healed. But you see, Brother Bill, at that particular time, was open and listening to the Lord. And he did what the Lord told him to do for his healing. And each of us must learn to listen to the Lord and do what we are told. Sometimes the Lord has to speak it to us through someone else because we really don't want to hear what he's saying. And we really don't want to do what he wants us to do. We have those attitudes sometimes. But it is far better to listen and be healed than to refuse to listen. Remember, we just read that part. And refuse to listen and not get healed.
2 Kings
chapter 20, beginning with verse 1.
2 Kings chapter 20, beginning with verse 1.
This is about Hezekiah.
In those days, Hezekiah sick unto death. This was serious. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and said, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. This is extremely serious. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, see, you've got to do business with the Lord. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore.
You see, Hezekiah had something to say when he went to the Lord.
Why? He could point out to the Lord how he had been obedient and that his heart was right with the Lord and that he's done the things that the Lord would have him to do. Can everyone do that? I don't know. But Hezekiah could.
You see, your walk with the Lord matters a great deal.
It matters. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again, go back, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. Oh, say, it matters how you live. It matters how you live. Yes, it does. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, beginning with verse 40. And there came a leper to him, to Jesus, begging him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you want to, if you're willing, you can cleanse me. And Jesus, here it is, moved with compassion, that's the Father's heart, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. You see, you could have lived a nasty life in this world. You could have been a pervert. You could have been an unclean, betraying person. You could have been a liar and all kinds of wicked, wicked, wicked things. But Jesus desires for you to be clean. If you will go to him and ask him to cleanse you from your sin, if you will ask him to forgive you, and you admit and confess that you did those things and that you were wrong to have done them, he will be moved with compassion. And he will cleanse you too. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He cares about you. And as soon as he had spoken, as soon as Jesus spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. See there? He loves you, and he wants you to be clean. He wants you to be clean on the inside, too. And you can be. Amen? In Hosea chapter 6, Hosea chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. We shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. You know, saints, sometimes we have to fast. It's not enough to just pray. We have to fast. Now, there are some saints who don't like fasting. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you need to fast, it's better to fast and get the results that you need than to complain to yourself that you don't like fasting and do without what you really got to have. Jesus said once he had gone back that his disciples would fast. That means we're supposed to fast. That's what that means. And we, many of us, have come to find out that when we do the fast, when we come before him, he does marvelous things, far beyond what we went to seek him for. You see, he really does honor our obedience and our humility. It's important. It's important. It's very important. It's very, very important. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, and I will set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I'm going to seek my face, seek his face. I'm going to set my face to seek him. I'm going to go to the Lord, and I'm going to cry out to him, and I'm going to call on him, and I'm going to believe him to hear me. I'm going to confess my wrongdoing. I'm not going to pretend I've done it right. I'm going to be truthful. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Jesus said that. However, there are certain things that are not going to leave but by prayer and fasting. Well, saints, that means you must give yourself to prayer and fasting. That's what that means. There's no way to get around it. It must needs be done. So it would be wise to set your heart to do just that. And to seek the Lord as to what kind of fast he wants you to engage in. When does he want you to start? What does he want you to do? You know, when we have a corporate fast, we give you all the details. You don't have to do that part. I do that part. And then we all get ready and participate together. And the Lord works miracles. He really does. We had a fast this month. We had an emergency fast. At the beginning of the month,
And the Lord moved mightily. You could tell the difference in the atmosphere. But saints, when it's time to pray and fast, it's time to pray and fast. Amen? Amen, it's so. In 1 Timothy, you know there are people who just don't want to do spiritual warfare. They don't want to bind the devil. If they have a prayer language, they don't want to pray in tongues but a little bit, a few minutes, and that's about all they want to do. They don't want to press the battle. They don't want to cry out to the Lord. You know, some of you ought to go back to that night. I think it was in February or early March when in the middle of the worship of the sermon or toward the end of the sermon, I got this message that there was this man dying. And I stopped the message and we went into warfare. There are people that don't want to do that kind of praying. They don't want to press hard. They don't want to take it all the way. They don't want to fight the good fight of faith. They just want to sit back and say, well, I need prayer for, and let other people do the work for them. But God won't let you get away with that. No, he won't. The Lord will not allow you to get away with that. No. When you go up to put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you list what your request is to the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever you need. And you put your scriptures that you're standing on there too. Why? So we as the body of Christ come together and we agree with your prayer. We agree with the answer and solution, and we agree with the scriptures that you're listing. If you don't list any scriptures, we're still looking for something to agree with because we come into agreement on the word of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says to fight the good fight of faith. That's why we have the armor of God, because there is a fight that we must fight. It's a good fight of faith. We have to oppose the enemy. We can't sit back and just pray a little bit and do a little bit of fasting and expect everybody else to carry our prayer load. Everybody else is doing their part. You have to do your part too. I know that there are some people, you have a prayer partner or someone you're close to, and you keep depending on them to do just about all your praying. But that's not right. Saint must pray. And others come into agreement with you. You must fight the good fight of faith. You must go to the Lord yourself for yourself. Amen. And it's so. When something happens in the middle of the night, I don't wake up Brother Marshall out of his sleep and say, Brother Marshall, wake up, wake up. Something is happening. I go to the Lord in the middle of the night. Now, later on during the day, I might contact Brother Marshall. But I go to the Lord. The Lord never sleeps. Brother Marshall does. You should call on the Lord in the middle of the night. He's awake. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He never nods off. He's there waiting to receive your prayer. Get up and go in the other room and get on your knees or on your face and call on the Lord for yourself. Amen. 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 I think we're going to continue this a little later. You have enough to think about. And I think you need to really pay attention to what's been said. I think we've talked about enough so far for tonight. If you need to be healed, you need to think about it. And you need to go to the Lord. And you need to seek him about what you need to do. Yes, you do. You need to not be afraid to say, Lord, I need you to heal me. You may not even know everything that's out of order. He does. And he's waiting. He's waiting to receive your prayer. He's waiting for you to change the things in your life that are out of order that you can change. Attitude, that's one of the things you can change. Yes. It is so. So, saints, the Lord's wanting to heal. And he's wanting us to come to him the right way so that he can heal us. That's what he wants. What do you want? Amen? I'm going to leave that with you. I want you to think about it, and I want you to pray about it, because the Lord is ready to do great things. But we have to be willing to go the distance with him. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill. Oh, Brother Bill. We are ready to hear the wonderful praise report.
We praise you, Lord Jesus. We have a bunch of them tonight. And I even have a couple, too. Monday at work, one of my first inspections, this man told me that his mother was in the hospital with COVID and on the breathing machines and all that, and we prayed right then and there, and he got a call a little later. He talked to his mother later and found out as soon as we prayed, she started feeling better, and she got released from the hospital today. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Then yesterday I was on an inspection, and this young man had ruptured disc in his back, and he was in terrible shape, having trouble walking. And before I knew it, before I left, I said, would you like me to pray for you? I bent over, touched the ground, and told him I used to be the same way he was. He let me pray with him. He was full of so much unforgiveness, and Jesus healed him. I didn't have to touch him, lay hands on him, saints. You don't have to do that. And I did my warfare when I left, so none of those spirits followed me. And Jesus healed him, too. And I gave him a sheet about putting on the armor and gave him a card to connect with us. And, Lord, we just ask you to draw that thing. We give you praise, glory, and honor. It's you doing it, Jesus. And we just praise you, Lord Jesus. Lena has a praise report that she was somewhere and she was smelling cigarette smoke in a place they went. And evidently a spirit had followed her out of there because she got this terrible migraine and she prayed with her husband and it left her. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful testimony after this message. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Stacy says, I have a praise report. I was able to get my real ID. Thank you for that, Lord. It's awesome when you help us with stuff. And MM says that she was at work and she requested help. She started binding the opposition and put down of a client. They said that he was tough and strange, and that client became supportive and compliant with everything that she needed to do. Then she found out afterwards that the heads of the department staff went on about how professional and patient and intelligent I was, and I was very humbled to hear this. I owe everything to the Lord. Without you, I'm nothing. Praise you, Lord, for this. Praise you, Lord Jesus. That's just awesome. And Justin had called his internet provider, and his internet bill got up to $77. And before he got off the phone, they brought it down to $55. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And saints, you've got to listen to this prayer request that Gladys put in the prayer room. She needed urgent prayer. Her niece, she had the last message she heard, she was on a plane and they were having problems. So she put a prayer request in there. That was at 9 a.m. Then at 2 o'clock as a praise report that she woke that her, I'm sorry, it wasn't 2. It was at 1:36 that the plane landed fine and everything was safe. We give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. See how important it is to put all your prayer requests in there so you get the saints in agreement with you. And when two of us ask anything, he does it. That's in Matthew 18:19. And Gina has a praise report. During the night, I woke up coughing with a sore throat. I did my spiritual warfare as I have been taught. I fell back asleep and woke up with no symptoms. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, here's someone else that sought Jesus for their healing. And God bless. He has a praise report. Our Heavenly Father has blessed me to the approval for a fuel card and expense accounts for my business, and the Lord is just helping me, and he's cut through the red tape. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. You're blessing us. You're healing us. You're providing our needs. We praise you for that. And Trish had put a prayer request in there about she was having problems with an issue with her vehicle because of a glass company, what they had done, replaced the windshield, and you know what? Everything is working out. The Holy Spirit intervened. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. RT has a praise report. I thank God this morning for having angels all around me and protecting me on my way to work. A car came over in my lane and almost hit me on the way to the freeway. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your everlasting love. Now, I can tell you, saints, every time you get in that car, you got to bind the spirit of accident and look how Jesus protects you. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. It's just awesome what you do for us. And in case this, praise God, the Lord showed me that we are not ready to go visit our in-laws this weekend. And the weather's a mess up there, so we won't have to go. And praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's nice when you listen to Jesus and do what he tells you to do. And Tammy has a praise report. I posted last week for my mother to get a different nurse assigned to her. Today they gave her a different nurse. Praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. And Lena has a testimony that years ago at her work that she told her boss that she couldn't work on Sundays. Then when the head boss came to see her, she explained why. It is the Lord's Day. And she has to go to church and spend time with her family. So she got promoted because of that. But she realizes that the Lord is her real boss, but he intervened on her behalf for standing up and being a Christian. It's awesome. Thank you, Lord, for that. And Amy Miller says, praise God, I had a breakthrough with my sin of overeating. Not just that, eating what I wanted when I wanted. I've heard it many times through this ministry, and I've read all the scriptures, but for some reason it was a block in my spirit, man, that was committing a willful sin against God's will. I praise God for this mental breakthrough connection. I will not treat this casually. And praise and honor and glory to the Lord Almighty. Praise you, Lord. You're breaking through to your saints. These are awesome. Wonderful praise reports, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power that you demonstrate through your saints. And we praise you, Lord, that you're teaching us. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And saints, just listen to whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do. 4.5 years ago or 5 years ago, a doctor told me in front of my wife that I had stomach cancer. So when I left, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, just seek me. So I went home and I sought the Lord for 3 days and he completely healed me. But I did not call Pastor Pat. I didn't call Dr. Sabrina. I didn't even tell my wife. I just did what the Lord told me to do, and he healed me. That's the key, being in obedience and doing what he wants you to do when he wants you to do it, and hearkening to his voice, just like in that scripture in Exodus. And he won't put any of the diseases of the world upon you if you'll listen to his voice and do what he tells you to do. And we just give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Lord Jesus. And I praise you with everything that's within me. I just praise you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. And all these wonderful praise reports. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, saints, sometimes we need to ask the Lord what's holding up our healing, what's holding up our promotion, what's holding up whatever it is. Maybe it's an attitude that we have based on something that's happened in the past that the Lord isn't pleased with. Maybe that's what it is. And if that's what it is, we need to go talk to the Lord about it. We do. We need to talk to the Lord, and we need to work it out with him until we see things from his point of view. That's what we need to do. You'd be amazed that some of the simplest things are keeping us from some of the things we need and some of the things we want. But you see, our God is faithful. He comes to us time and again to get our attention and to help us see and understand that he's wanting to do exceeding abundantly above for us all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. But we have to cooperate with him, you see. There's some of us that are planning to have surgeries, excuse me, that we really, if we would get right with the Lord, we might not have to get them at all. But you see, we have to make that choice. Nobody can do it for us. We have to choose if we're going to get right with the Lord, stay right with the Lord, trust him and believe him all the way to the end. No one else can come do it for us. Each of us must walk with the Lord ourselves. Others may come alongside to support us. They may come alongside to help us. But we have to take up our part. Amen? So I pray that you got something out of the message. Pray that you will humble yourself and obey the Lord. I pray that you'll recast the message and share it with others who need to know. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go to our call-ins, our guest call-ins. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. 319-527-35 and press 1. And I pray that you are, I'm pretty sure most of you are, continuing to go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room every day and add your agreement and pray for the prayer requests that are there. Amen? And those of you who are doing that, but you've never become a global prayer warrior's prayer, a global prayer warrior, across the banner is a link that says become a global prayer warrior. Just click it, provide the information, and continue with us in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So, area code 4152, we're coming to you first. Area code 4152, you're on the air in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 415, you're on the air now in Jesus' name. I hear noise, but you're not speaking.
Hello?
Hello? Come to the phone.
God bless everybody. I'm calling up for prayer for healing in my body. It seems as if, well, the transference of spirit, and there's a lot of crazy things going on around the house. So, and also there's one child that's here, and he does a lot of strange things, and a lot of things happen after he does it, and he don't realize what he's doing. So I'm calling up for prayer for wisdom and know what to do about the situation. He just recently asked me about God, and he was, I was telling him about Jesus, and then he comes in the room with the telephone and started talking about, this is a demon, this is a demon. I had to tell him, I said, I hate demons, I hate the devil, and you shouldn't do nothing with the demons. And he's talking about they got demon gangs, and I said, that's bad. I said, you need to be loving on about the things about God and his angels, you know. So when I get a chance to, I'm going to tell him a few stories and try to change his, you know, his little heart. But he's coming along, but it's kind of hard for him to just, like, cold turkey it.
Well, he should listen to us when we come up 3 times a week. It'll be easier for him.
Okay.
And perhaps you can recast the broadcast when it's convenient for him to listen.
Okay, that sounds good. When he's settled down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Now, you said that you were calling in for healing. Exactly what's wrong?
Wow. It's like I'm seeing people doing different things in the spiritual realm, spirits operating through people and also through animals. So I'm moving out of the way. And I guess because I'm so, it bothers me. It's like paralyzes me, and I can't think until after the stuff that's been happening is over with.
Okay, but exactly what is happening?
Pardon me?
Exactly what is happening? Give me an example.
The young lady will take the animal for a walk, and when he comes back, he just sits and he stares. Or my son will go for a walk with the young lady, and it's like he comes back, and they're just treating him like a big old baby, and they're always babying him and putting his hands on him, and it's like they're getting transference from the dog wherever he goes. And it's wow.
Okay, but
I
how is this affecting you personally?
It's more of a frightening Sometimes I can feel, okay, the dog will come in and he'll sit and he'll stare at me for a while. And then he'll take his paws and he'll drag his behind and on the rug. And then he'll start scratching and he'll turn around and look at me and stare at me. Lots of times I chase him out of the room because he's doing that. So so he'll come and he'll be sitting in the living room where I'm sitting at. And he'll sit there for a while and he'll stare at me for a while or lay in front of me or lay on the furniture beside me. And then he'll start scratching and dragging his behind on the rug.
Okay, well, in the natural, it may be that the dog has worms. But spiritually, it may be that there are spirits in the dog. So let's pray about the entire situation. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over any illness that the dog may have. We bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Any entity living in the dog's body that ought not to be there, we speak death to those entities, be they spirit or natural, in Jesus' name. We bind up the wickedness in the vicinity, in the atmosphere, in the area. And we bind up the spirits that follow the dog or that follow other family members that are not in Christ Jesus. We bind those devils in Jesus' name. And we bind their effect on our sister in the name of Jesus. We command those devils to go into the cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over the territory. We bind the strong man and all of his agents in Jesus' name. And we command those devils to leave, to go to the feet of Jesus. Father, we ask you to release the angels to escort those devils to the feet of Jesus for judgment. And we bind up any reinforcing devils in Jesus' name. Now, sister, if any of those spirits have come into you, we bind them in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and cast them out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come up and out. All unclean spirits, all familiar spirits, bound in Jesus' name. Every familiar spirit bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment.
Thank you. Wow.
Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Mama Yahari Anamokuri Amariana Mokuya Hari Anahaya. Yariya Namahashi Maria Mama Yahari Anahaya. Oh glory. Hallelujah. Mama Yahari Anamahaya. Oh Jesus, thank you. Emma.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stay in the word, sister. We'll talk to you later. Praise the Lord. Area code 689, you're on the air in Jesus' name.
Is that me? Yes, that's you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, area code 689.
You're on the air.
Well, I guess I'm just, I don't know, I didn't call. Maybe the Lord want me to call in. This is Vanessa. I take whatever I can get, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I am at work at this time, but I'm listening to you and I'm coming in agreement with you. So I don't know if I pushed a button or something, or maybe the Lord just want me to call in. I don't know, but praise the Lord.
Well, we're going to pray for your mother.
Father, in the name
okay.
of Jesus, we lift up Sister Irene to you in the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, hallelujah. This is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, God of God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We caught
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
give you,
Lord.
Praise, Lord. And we thank you for the
give
healing.
You praise.
Amen.
In Jesus'
God bless.
Name, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You know, saints, as we get older, sometimes the devil takes advantage of the weakness when sometimes we get older or we become infirm. So we have to pray for the saints, regardless of the situation. Amen. Area code 248, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hi, is
yes.
this the Michigan teacher? How are you, Dr. Sabrina? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm calling for prayer. When I went to collect the garbage dumpster this morning from pickup, there was a giant bullfly. As soon as I raised the garage door, it raced in, and I rebuked it. I brought the garbage dumpster in, and then I quickly closed the inner door so that I don't think it got in, but I heard a weird noise because the fly was demonic. A weird noise when I opened the door, and I sprayed the house down and everything. So I'm praying about the flies and spiders, witches calling my cell phone, and against psychic prayers and psychic warfare. That's how they're attacking me.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the warfare that's come against this teacher in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we bind every generational curse in this sister's family line in Jesus' name, coming down both sides of the family. We cut her free because she has come to Jesus Christ, and she has received of the precious gift of salvation that Jesus Christ has afforded her. We take authority, dominion, and power over all witchcraft using animals and shape-shifting spirits in Jesus' name. And we trap them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, in Jesus' name. And we release the death that ought to come to such wickedness in Jesus' name. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those spirits, all of those animals, all of those agents of the devil, we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the portals that they use to attack our
they
sister.
Monitor me through the refrigerator, refrigerator demons.
We close every portal in her home in the name of Jesus Christ.
The furnace and
the
air conditioning
portal. We close the portal in the refrigerator and in any appliance that she has in the name of Jesus. We close every electronic and technological portal that is in her home in Jesus' name. And we forbid those devils to continue to attack. We send all reinforcers back where they came from in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We are binding them in the name of Jesus Christ. We're commanding them to go into the cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged, Father. And we bind up the sources from which they come in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, for your judgment. We speak to the righteous judge, and we ask for your divine judgment and intervention and the execution of your judgment in this matter in Jesus' name. Our sister has sought you for some time now, and you have revealed many things to her, and she has worked according to the scriptures in those matters, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to handle this matter. We handle this and we hand it to the Holy Spirit. We cast our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. We thank you for revealing those things that we do not know that we need to know, Lord. But we thank you that we have done the warfare that you have called for us to do, and that you will take this deliverance to completion, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We stand, having done all, Lord, we stand. And we thank you for the healing in her life, that it is Yarukusa de Rugusha de Brica de Diosa Tarabri, Lele Dianda, Runga de Brescia de Dioso Tarabri, Sila de Ostundere Mekisha. The Lord says to ask him because there's more that he wants to show you. There's more that he wants to show you. You've done everything he's shown you thus far, but there's some more things he wants to show you. All right? So go in the peace of the Lord. Go in the peace of the Lord. Go in the peace of the Lord. Sometimes the Lord has to show us things that really are not pleasant to know about, but they explain a lot of the problem that we've been encountering. And it's the Lord showing it to you. It's the Lord unveiling and revealing truth. He would not have you deluded, nor deceived, nor blind. He says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So go with the Lord and allow him to reveal to you that you ought to know. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I was fed something in my dream 2 weeks ago.
We thank you for covering her in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for giving her scriptures, corresponding scriptures. We thank you for the interpretation of dreams. He said to come to him and he'll explain the dream to you. So get your notepad out, get your Bible out, go before the Lord, and let him show you what he's trying to say. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You can write me if you have any questions at GP Room. And whatever he tells me, I will let you know. Amen?
Okay. I appreciate it. And I wanted to extend my condolences to you.
Oh,
and I want to thank you for your service for the kingdom of God. Okay, thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Saints, keep your sister in prayer, the Lord on some things, just as many of you have, as many of you have to as well. Amen.
Amen. Area code 301. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Hello.
Good night, Pastor. How are you?
Blessed in yourself. You need prayer?
I'm wonderful. I love you so much, and I'm praying for you and family.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to pray.
Go
ahead. I wanted to pray for the child.
Yes, that's what I called for prayer for. Thank you so much.
Can
you bring the baby, please?
I can't hear you. What did you say? Closer so I can find, so I can hear what you said, because you kind of blurry that one.
Bring the baby. Bring the baby. Process them. Just hold for them so she can pray for the baby. Okay. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well,
now, we're not going to do a formal dedication right now, but I am going to pray. All right?
I didn't hear that, Pastor.
I said we're not going to do a formal dedication right now, but I am going to pray.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift this young man to you, this sweet child that you bless this family and this ministry with. We ask you, Lord, to heal him, spirit, soul, and body. With the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect him from his ancestral rooting in Jesus' name. And every ill work of the devil that agents have done against him, we loose him from those things now in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over him and over his parents. We surround him with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst, the warring, linking angels. We thank you, Lord, that when two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, Father, we ask that you keep him in your care. Keep him under the shadow of the Most High God. We thank you, Lord, that as he grows and develops, that he will learn to appreciate and desire the things of the Lord, and that he will want to be a saint of the Most High God. We ask you, Lord, to give his parents wisdom in raising him, and special information that is particular to his life, in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We surround him with the love of this ministry, in Jesus' name, the love of the saints. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with this special child, in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you. Amen. Amen. Area code 818. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, area code 818.
Hi. I was a prepare for like a prayer. So I want to just get prayer for, because last 2 years ago I used to live in my grandmother's house, and I don't want any like spirit to transform me. I want like to get rebuked.
Okay. 2 years ago you used to live in your grandmother's house. And you don't want any spirits following you that were there. Is that it?
Yes, because there used to be witchcraft inside your house.
Okay. Well, we can pray about that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind any witchcraft that may have followed our sister from anywhere that she has been, from her grandmother's home, from school, from friends, from former friends, for people she has met recently, but she doesn't know very much about them, from any place that she has ever been her entire life. We bind them all, and we cut her free from them all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we forbid any reinforcing devils in the name of Jesus. We command them to come up and out of her now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath and call. Deep breath and calm. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Any spirits have been transferred into her from conception until this moment in Jesus' name. All of you get up and leave right now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to war against the devils that are warring against her. Cough again. Cough again. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her in the name of Jesus. Don't choke her or Richard. Just come out. Whatever familiar spirits are there, we bind you in Jesus' name. All the familiar spirits, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Any witchcraft coming down the family line, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Any spirit that's been told to leave but hesitated to go, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her now in Jesus' name. Go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment in the name of Jesus. Now, we have a sermon about house emergency household cleansing or something like that. I forgot the title exactly. But it's about going through your house and asking the Holy Spirit to show you things that are there that are displeasing to the Lord for you to get rid of them and to destroy them. So this is what the Lord is telling me he wants you to do. He wants you to go through your things. And as you do, he wants you to pray in your prayer language. And he wants to show you things that you own that are displeasing to him. And he wants you to destroy them or to get rid of them because they attract spirits that are not of God. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. Good. Then that's what your assignment is. Now you take a deep breath and release your prayer language in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for pointing out those things to her that she needs to remove from her belongings. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We'll be praying for you, and put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, all right? All right. God bless. Amen. God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Code 706-7066. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello. Praise the Lord. Area code 7066. You're on the air. Praise the Lord. Maybe they stepped away. Amen. Praise God. Now, saints, I want you to consider what we talked about tonight, and I want you to go before the Lord so he can help you do what he's calling you to do. Amen? Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Wonderful praise reports tonight. Thank you. Wonderful teaching, Sabrina. That was really, really Wonderful. The word of the Lord is amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful he's teaching all of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, amazing, amazing grace. Father, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with the saints in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. He said, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father, which is in heaven. Please make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father. In Jesus' name, in agreement with the Global Prayer Warriors prayers in the Global Prayer Room, according to your will. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. God, our Savior, will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You said that in your word in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Around verse 3, you want all people to be saved. Father, so we ask you to save us. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. What shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits? And I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You said, ask and you shall receive. As Sabrina read to us from Matthew 7:7 and following, and we thank you for that. We're asking, Father. We don't want to miss out because we haven't asked. So we are asking, Father, you save and deliver us all from every attack and wile and scheme of the enemy, and make us be vessels that you can use for your purposes, Lord. And we bring the battle to the gate because it's not our strength. It's the Lord Jesus. You told us in your word in Isaiah 28:6, for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Jesus is the gate. He is the door. He is the way. He is the authority. In fact, he says, I am the door in John 10:7-9. And it says in Genesis 28:17, I think it is. He says, this is nothing but the gate of heaven. So we thank you, Father. We come boldly before your throne of grace with the big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. We ask you to help all those in need, Father God, particularly in this country, Father God, where at least two people have called upon your name because of the blood of the covenant. He said, if the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. We ask you to raise up your standard concerning the so-called border crisis, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you for your divine help and intervention, Father, in your way and in your time, in Jesus' name. And you said that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It's not our righteousness. It's all on Jesus because he shed his blood, not ordinary blood, the sinless blood for each and every one of us as we receive him. And we thank you for that sinless blood. And we thank you for protecting us by the power of your name, Father. Thank you for sending Jesus in your name. And we thank you, Lord, for your glory for defense. And thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory and that's for every believer, not just in Texas and Arizona and every place, Father, in Jesus' name, but all around this nation, Father God. Cut up from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We ask for your divine intervention and protection in Jesus' name. We ask for your intervention and adjudication. We're all asking in agreement. And we ask you, Father God, because there seem to be some that don't want to deal with this crisis at the southern border in Jesus' name. Even those who have said that they're in charge haven't even gone to, unless something's changed, haven't even bothered to go visit there. In Jesus' name, those that have said, oh, we couldn't have terrible things like that happen, but are they happening now? Why aren't they really in the mainstream media in there? Even if they did, would they actually report it? I don't know, Lord. But you know all things. You know what everybody's thinking, what's really going on. We ask for your help and your deliverance, Father. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Deliver us, and not just us, not just the citizens of this country, but even those involved, Father God, and all the children being used in the trafficking and the terrible things that are going on with what's going on, Father, in Jesus. And we ask you to deliver the children, everyone involved. Deliver all the children, not just those being brought into this country, those that are in this country, Father God, and those in other countries and all over your earth, Lord, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's yours. You created it, and you have all power in heaven and earth. And we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication in Jesus' name. And we know we're asking according to your will. And we ask, Father God, that you'll inspire those in political offices, Father God, however they got there, Father, in Jesus' name, to have a hunger and a thirst for what you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Because you said, if people don't have a love of the truth, they can't be saved. You said in 2 Thessalonians, where that is 2:10, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and then they perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Father, we ask you to inspire all those in political office to have a hunger and a thirst for the truth, Father God, and grant them the gifts by your Spirit, the gifts of discernment, Father God. Say, if Jesus is light and he is the light that's come into the world, and why would anybody want to go to a Masonic lodge or Eastern Star Gathering? Why would they do that where they're seeking light? If because God makes light available. But Father, give them a desire for the light in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father God, we pray for all those in the political offices, Father God, to desire your truth in Jesus' name, not just their opinion of truth, Father, in Jesus' name, because they're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It's every human being created in your image is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I believe that's and you said, you said in the last verse of Psalm 96, which happens to be verse 13, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Not our opinion of what is true, but what God's opinion is true in Jesus' name. And we ask for your help, Father God. The arm of the Lord is not too short to save. If you're able to save Khrushchev, and he was trying to bang his shoe many years ago in the UN and said that, yes, they're bringing communism to America. Well, they're trying really hard to do that, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name, for all the politicians that have been bribed or blackmailed or whatever, Father God, to yield to this, Father God, in Jesus' name. And they've been because all the unclean things that have been done in the past has been said, hey, if you go and tell the truth, we're going to reveal this about you. And some of those people are absolutely in terror. I don't think just Nancy P. Who had her laptop borrowed during the so-called January 6th event in Jesus' name, whatever that was, planned event. In Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver us all from all ungodly planned events by those in political office and those behind the scenes, in Jesus' name, trying to bring about stealing, killing, and destroying, in Jesus' name. And from our position in Jesus Christ, we bind you, Satan, and all your underlings, in Jesus' name. We command every ungodly spirit, every mind-blinding spirit, every ungodly spirit to be perpetually bound, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house, in Jesus' name, the name written in blood, in Jesus' name. And Jesus says not only in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, but he says in Matthew 16:18-19, red letters, Jesus speaking to his saints, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, as it is written. God's word is forever settled in heaven. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the word of God. In Jesus' name, Satan, you remain perpetually, continually bound in all your underlings. Every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of lust of flesh, lust of the pride of life, every ungodly spirit, all spirits behind false religions, every kundalini spirit, leviathans bound, heads and tails cut off, in Jesus' name, all marine spirits bound, every spirit of perversion bound, every unclean spirits bound, every spirit of antichrist unloving, looking for love in the wrong places, every ungodly spirit behind drunkenness, drug abuse, and every other thing, perpetually bound, in Jesus' name, all the unclean spirits associated with looking for immortality other than God's way through Jesus Christ. Every ungodly spirit are trying to find immortality or trying to find kind of some supernatural strength by running to Satan's kingdom, perpetually bound. Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound. From our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power, communication from the demons in that bush, the deep, in the second hands, from any communication of power to flow to those politicians and all those in office and all those who have interceded for that have yielded themselves to doing things that are not pleasing to the Most High God. We bind every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. And it is written in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, about the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as we already heard tonight, even in Malachi 3:6. And he changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Got to put to all those ungodly spirits trying to manifest through those in political office your demonic assignments are bound. Every spirit trying to bring about war is bound. All spirits of Zeus are bound. He's putting about, we speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp. We ask you to divide those that are delight themselves in war in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy are perpetually bound in Jesus' name, including every spirit of deception and lying are bound in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says that God our Savior will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And it says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, those that are obeying Satan out of complete fear, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death in Revelation 21:8. You, Satan, you know where you're going. And all your underlings are bound. And with your demonic assignments, we cancel their assignments to all those not only in political office, but also in the mainstream media, in Jesus' name. All those that are violating the word of God, in Jesus' name. Those that perpetually, continually violate the word of God, in Jesus' name. We cancel their demonic assignments, in Jesus' name. Father, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those people in the mainstream media, Father God. Those that can repent, grant them that gift, the gift of repentance. And those that will not repent, Father, we ask you to replace them, either their entire corporations or just those individuals, whatever is appropriate, Father God. There are many new sites coming up online where people can find out more of the truth than they're going to get from the traditional mainstream media, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, in Jesus' name. But you said in your word, Father, but the fearful in, where is that? In, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do, that is habitually do, such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There's some in the mainstream media that are habitually doing some of these things that are displeasing to you. And of course, all of us in the past have done a few of those, including strife, which would possibly keep us out of heaven, which we don't want to do that anymore, in Jesus' name, or any other works of the flesh, in Jesus' name. We've repented of those things, and we thank you for washing us in your blood, Lord Jesus. We ask you to have mercy on those in the mainstream media that can repent, Father God, and those that cannot, we ask you to replace them with those who have a fear of the living God. For the country that serves you, Lord, it will be blessed, Father, in Jesus' name. And those, Father God, that are being used, even as by the revelations that have come out, even as somebody told Hitler back in around World War II time, Goebbels, I think was his name, said, oh, we have just the thing to control the people. It's called TV or television. We get to control their minds. And some gentleman at one of the mainstream news media outlets publicly admitted that that's what they're doing. They're out there to do propaganda. They're not telling the truth. They're not reporting news. They're trying to control people's minds. Father, we ask you to bring conviction to those people who know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it anyway, in Jesus' name. Remove those that can be removed and remove them quickly. And we thank you for hastening your word to perform it. And you said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. As Sabrina pointed out, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened. And we're asking, seeking, and knocking in agreement because of the blood of the covenant. You said, everyone that asks will receive it. He that seeketh find, him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Oh, Father, continue to commit my works unto you that my thoughts may be established. Help us all to think the thoughts you want us to think and hold every thought captive in the way you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. We know that you told us to cast all our cares on you because you care for us. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us that abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It's not our righteousness. It's the righteousness that Jesus gives by his blood when he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We thank you for the privilege of being members of the bride of Christ. We thank you for giving that supernatural grace, Father, in Jesus' name. And it says in Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word is unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I'm called by thy name. It says in Jeremiah 33:16, she is called by thy name. The bride of Christ is called Yahweh Tzikeno, the Lord our righteousness. And it says in Isaiah 32, that righteousness delivers from death. I think it's 32:17. Righteousness delivers from death. It's not our righteousness. It's your righteousness. And we thank you for delivering us from every spirit sick and to kill, steal, and to destroy, set against us in various areas, in the natural, in the spiritual, and even coming against those we've been interceding for, including all the children, all those in harm's way, the widows, the orphans, and all the poor and the disadvantaged, in Jesus' name. So we are the bride of Christ. And what did you want from your bride? He says in 1 Peter 3:4, your bride's supposed to have an ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For you said, Satan shall bruise Satan, or the Lord shall bruise Satan under our feet shortly as we walk in peace and keep our gospel shoes of peace on. We're walking in peace with God, self, and others. We know that some of these people are doing things because they're mind-controlled, and we ask you for your divine intervention, Father God, and we sever and bring... We sever all the trigger tones, trigger words, trigger symbols, or whatever that they're trying to use to control the Manchurian candidates, Father, in Jesus' name, and deliver us from every ungodly spirit they send on assignment to try and bring about strife and division in this nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, particularly in the body of Christ. We bind every spirit trying to cause strife and division between families, between husbands and wives, between parents and children. We bind every spirit trying to bring strife, cancel their assignments to bring strife and division in Jesus' name, particularly those that are disadvantaged in any area, Father God, in Jesus' name. And many, many, many people, as we've heard in the global prayer room, we've heard it elsewhere, Father God, many people, not just this nation, many people are physically hungry, physically and spiritually hungry. He's hungry for hearing the word of God. And we don't all get to hear Dr. Sabrina regularly. Many people are spiritually hungry and physically hungry, and many are truly disadvantaged in terrible ways, that they're being controlled by, just like they controlled political prisoners during the war. They put them in solitary confinement. That's what the whole COVID nonsense was. Yeah, trying to put people, lock them down, but keep them from having normal interactions with other human beings that can help them. So, Father, we ask you to strengthen and help those that are helping the poor and disadvantaged. Thank you that your arm is not too short to save. And we thank you, Father God, during Donald Trump's time in office, Father God, in the past, that they were helping to distribute foods and things to the Christian organizations that were very well organized to distribute food to those that couldn't get it otherwise. And we thank you for providing for all those in need, but not just in this nation, Father God. Even as one of the sisters pointed out, even in Pakistan, many, many people are literally starving to death. Father, we ask you to help all your people. You said you open your hand and you fill the desire of every living thing in your word. I think that's in Psalms. And we ask you to do so, Father, in Jesus' name, because your arm's not too short to save. And we know, Father God, and those that are in harm's way in India, where many people reported dying from whatever, some so-called COVID variant, whatever, they're trying to spread more fear and panic. We bind every one of those spirits of ungodly fear, and we ask you to grant the people in all these different nations the gifts of repentance, including India and Pakistan, to turn to the true and living God from their idols, grant them the gifts of repentance, the knowledge of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from any and every snare of the devil. But not just in India and Pakistan, in this nation, people will turn from their idols. And one of the sisters pointed about she didn't want to spend so much screen time. You know, some people worship their iPhone, their iPad, their iDisk, this me, my, I, and it's their electronic devices. Deliver each one of us. Put the blood of Jesus over every saint, over their eyes. Deliver us from every eye-blocking spirit, every spirit trying to grab our hearts, Father God, and trying to, what do I have to hear from this particular news outlet on the Internet? Father God, give us all hunger and thirst to hear what Jesus has to tell us. He says, I've loved you with an everlasting love, including for the poor and disadvantaged. Help them to know by the hand that you use, using human beings, even those associated with the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, those that can spread cheer by just being friendly or just reaching out or maybe even sharing something in the natural or whatever you put on the hearts of your people to do, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will encourage those that are in need, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to help those in all the nations, not just the United States, all the nations in Canada too, and in some of the states which are much more vigorously locked down than some of the southern states, Father God, in Jesus' name, including in California and New York State and Michigan and other places. Deliver those, Father God, that have been locked down, Father God, including those preachers that are trying to get the truth out the best they know how, Father God. And some of those preachers are like Pat Holliday used to be when she first started writing so many of her original articles. Some of them were taken from, might have been the New King James or some of the other versions, Father God, before she found out that King James was the real deal and that some of the, all these other versions have all been twisted in one way or another. Kind of sort of kind of even, like I said, as with the editor of the New American Standard, even publicly admitted that he was in deep doo-doo with the Lord. He might not even make heaven because he changed the Word of God. And that's not a healthy thing to do. It's not just written in Revelation, the last verse, the last chapter, I mean, of the book of Revelation. So, Father, go ask and inspire the pastors that are teaching the truth to do it the best they know how. And if they need to find out about the King James, help them to know that, Father. And I know there are different versions in other languages that are closer to the truth than some of the others. So ask them all to find out the real truth. Give them all a hunger and thirst for righteousness. And we ask you to help those that are truly doing the best they know how, Father, in Jesus' name. Even those that are working under tremendous opposition, Father God. Those that have been risking everything. Those that have been fined $1 million up in Canada for trying to preach the word. Those that have had walls put around their churches because they're trying to actually share the word of God. Those that are actually standing boldly for the truth, kind of like coming against the Nazis and the Gestapo types from the government of Canada and even the government of the so-called Great Satan, the United States of America. And, Father, we repent for this government, the government of the United States of America, which has done so many horrific and horrible things. It's very hard for us to see it and even to admit it, Father God. But other people have seen it, and we're beginning to see it now, how it's been done over the years, Father, in Jesus' name, and then terrible things that have been done, not just the abortion, Father God, but the terrible things trying to control other countries through the CIA, trying to change their elections, trying to overturn properly established governments, Father God. I take responsibility, and I repent for me and my forefathers for having anything to do with the so-called great Satan of the demonic spirits that were behind the previous nation, the United States of America, when it was the United States of America Corporation before it was back under the Constitution. And we thank you for that subtle little thing that Pat Holliday told us about when we were back under the Constitution of 1776. And we ask you to continue to inspire Donald Trump and those that are all those different people standing for the truth, Father God, to do what you put on their heart to do. And we thank you for the resurrection tour that's been planned and being scheduled, Father God, to go across this whole nation for 3 or 4 months, Father, in Jesus' name, to wake up the body of Christ and wake up the electorate to find out, hey, there's a better way than just going along with demons. And we bind every one of those demons seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And we ask you, Father God, for your divine help and intervention. You said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. And there is help in your holy, holy name, Lord Jesus. That's your name. That's the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Because you said in your word, by the name of Jesus, in Acts chapter 4, verses 10 and 12, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead, praise the Lord, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's how we come before you, Father, in that name, written in blood, the blood of Jesus, over each one of us, every access to all your saints, every one of our hearts and minds, over our lips, over every door, every window, every electronic device, cut every computer, every phone, every type of electronic device, every recorded device, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that name above all names. And we ask for your divine help in adjudication, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercies that are new each and every day, Lord. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but you're in our tomorrow because you've already there. You live outside of time and space. And we thank you, Lord, for all you've already done for each and every one of us. You sent your Son to pay the full price to deliver us. He withheld not his own Son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not also with him also freely give us all things? And Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is our helper. We will not fear what man shall do unto us. So we don't have to worry about all the fear-mongering that's being done, not just from the mainstream news media, but even the alternative Internet news sources, Father God, that are doing the best they know how to wake up the people, Father, in Jesus' name, so that people will have a desire to pray, a desire to pray and fast and seek your face with all of our hearts. You said, my people, which are called by my name. Thank you for the privilege of being called by your name, Lord. It's called by your name because we're bought with a price. It's not silver and gold. We're bought by the blood of the Creator of heaven and earth. That's why you sent Jesus forth, set him forth to be that substitute and sacrifice through faith in his blood, the blood of God, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Bye-bye, the old man. Bye-bye, sins of the past. Bye-bye, ungodly fear. bye-bye, worry about tomorrow. What's the worst thing that can happen to any of us? We just wake up and we're going to be with Jesus for all eternity. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just repent of our sins and we just trust in you, Lord. We have that meek and quiet spirit to say, yes, Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done. And we're going to be with you forever. We thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. The blood it's that you delivered your people out of Israel with when they put the blood on the lintel and the post. To have the name of God, I am that I am. And that's in that fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet looks like blood. It looks like the door. Jesus says the door. We thank you for that blood over every one of us. I plead the blood over all of your saints, not just Sister Marla. And we thank you for providing a lawyer for her, Lord, and meeting all of her needs and all the needs of all your saints, including her sons and all your children. Thank you for teaching all of your children. He said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of my children. Thank you for the great peace that you bring because he withheld not his own son. You didn't even give up Jesus. You gave him up for us, Lord. Why? Because you want us all to be saved. God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The Lord is not willing any shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. If there are any in the mainstream news media that can repent, we ask it against them, the gifts of repentance. And those that are trying to be squeezed out of the mainstream news media, they're telling you a little bit more of the truth. Maybe like Tucker Carlson, they're trying to get him out of there, Father God. We ask you if he's willing to speak the truth to at least a certain degree, that you'll be able to keep him in there, if that would be beneficial for your kingdom, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for those that are telling you a little bit more of the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name, including the fellow Liberty with Levin on Fox News. They're not all perfect. I know. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm not saying any one of these have it all figured out. None of them do. Not one. No, there's none righteous. No, not one. That's why we need Jesus, and we need his blood. I plead that blood over each and every one of us and every access to each and every one of your saints and all of our family members. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. Call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. And I thank you, Father God, for hearing the prayers of all of your saints, even as we've been praying, Father God. And we know these are the last days, and you said, in the last days, I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. And we thank you for doing so, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Pat Holliday's one of her couple of favorite verses for her family members were Acts 2, 38 and 39. We ask you, Father God, I thank you for working on some of my family members' hearts, Father, and changing them, Father God, because you know the end from the beginning. You said, in your patience. Where's that? Luke 21, 19. In your patience possess ye your souls, all the souls that make up each one of our households. Pat Holliday, and I'm sure Sabrina agrees, if every one of our family members actually turn their hearts to the Lord Jesus, there'll be the most tremendous revival this world has ever seen. And we think there's a tremendous revival coming. And so does that brother, what was his name, Tommy Hicks, I think it was, in 1961. I was a pretty young person then. Some of you were never even born then, but that's okay. He had amazing vision. It was repeated twice. It was confirmed. He had it twice, and we thank you for that amazing vision. You're going to pour out that liquid light, and that you're going to wake up the body of Christ, the sleeping giant. We thank you, Father, for doing so. We thank you, Father God, for many of that meeting where many of the alternative news site people got together in Tulsa recently, Father God. His health ranger has some reports about it if anybody's interested. But many of those people got together, and they were having that altar call. They were having serious, serious warfare, spiritual warfare. Are they perfect? No, they're not perfect people. None of them are perfect. Most of them at least admit it. But, Father, we thank you for the warfare that was done there, Father God, and many people, many serious altar call, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the waking up the members of the body of Christ, not just cut up from Peggy and Christine Smith's descendants, including Donald Trump, and anointing them, Father God, afresh, and all your saints afresh, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all those that are standing for the truth, not just the likes of kind of Sidney Powell and those that are standing for the truth, Father, in Jesus' name. And what's her name? Ken Penny, the doctor, trying to reveal what's going on with the vaccine, the so-called vaccine. We thank you, Father God. So we pray for all of our descendants, including Sabrina's descendants, family members, all of Pat Holliday's family members, all my family members. And I thank you for working on their hearts in Jesus' name, because you said, ask, and we're asking. You said, Peter said, to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And as Sabrina read that scripture from Matthew 9:13, you did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that's what you called me, because I know. I was not born holy. I was definitely not born righteous. I was not in the church for the first 30 years of my life. As I have a lot of catching up to do, Dr. Sabrina, even though I'm a couple years older than she is in the natural. But we thank you, Father God, for renewing all of our youth like the eagles. And we prayed in agreement even when Pat was on here, according to your word. And you wanted us to put you in remembrance, just like you said in Isaiah 43:26. Put in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. We're putting in remembrance with our King, the Word of God, who's forever settled in heaven. And your word doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you said in Isaiah 44:3, you said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. We ask you to do so in the ways that would be in the natural, but especially in the spiritual. Pour forth of your spirit upon our seed, the descendants of every believer, not just Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants, all of her descendants, all of my, I had a righteous grandfather many years ago in the 1600s was put in prison as a French Huguenot for his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you delivered him. He had nothing to eat for 40 days except for that raw egg from the chicken on the windowsill. We thank you for that every now and then. Thank you for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You said, I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and ask you to do so for all of our descendants, all the family members, all those within the sound of my voice, all those that have ever been involved with Miracle Net Church and Miracle Outreach Ministries, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so, including for Matt Holliday's descendants. We thank you for the work that you've begun. And your word will never, ever return void. In Jesus' name, I give you praise and honor and glory. And give each one a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, for the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and give it to whomsoever he will. We ask you to give the kingdom to your saints, as you said you would, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Jesus, many in the valley of decision, many in the valley of decision, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help them to wake up before it's too late, Father God. Send the Holy Ghost and send your angels, Father God, to read the Word of God over those we've interceded for, including all the family members, everyone that are asleep, Father God, in Jesus' name. They might hear your Word, Father, in Jesus' name, because faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And we thank, Father, when we pray in the Spirit, we're actually hearing the Word of God. We might not understand it in our intellect, but our spirit man is being fed. And we thank you for teaching us by your good Spirit. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the Spirit of adoption, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. Get to whomsoever he will. We ask you to give the kingdom to whosoever you will, Lord, even as you pointed out many times in Daniel chapter 4 as well as chapter 5. And even Nebuchadnezzar, when he came to a census after eating the equivalent of green smoothie for 7 years and eating like an ox in the grass, and he even restored his kingdom to him, Lord. And he said in verse 37 of Daniel 4, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm not Nebuchadnezzar, but this is what he said, as written in the Word of God, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, whose works are truth and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Father, we ask you to abase those that are walking in pride, in Jesus' name, including the witches, the warlocks, those that are behind the scenes, those the puppet masters trying to control, the figurehead president, and those in the so-called Biden regime. We ask you to change those that can be changed, and we pray for those that can be changed. You told us to pray for those in authority. We ask you to save those that can be saved, Father, in Jesus' name. If some are already saved, we give you praise for that, because we don't know necessarily. We don't know anyone else's heart. We don't even know our own hearts clearly, Lord, because only you really know our hearts. Help us all to know what's really going on with each one of us individually, not to be worried about the other so much, is just get our own hearts cleaned up, to be ready for the Lord Jesus' return, because we know he's coming soon. One of the sisters said the Lord told her that, and I believe that is a word for the Lord. Lord is coming soon. 1,000 years is just but a day with you, Lord. But you're coming soon. We don't know exactly when, only Father God knows when. And we thank you to help and strengthen the pastors, Father God, and those, the evangelists, and those that are getting the word out, Father God, in the various nations, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, including those that are reaching out to those, even during this time of Ramadan, Father God, those that are reaching out to those that have bowed the knees to false God, including from Islam, Father God. Some of those don't know that they're bowing the knees to false God. They don't know they're doing all their religious exercises and using their prayer rugs and doing all that business, Father God. They don't know. They're just being controlled by demons, Father. We ask you to deliver them from those ungodly controlling spirits, Father, in Jesus' name, including the Jewish people, Father God. Turn their hearts. give them one heart to turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who came in the flesh. They didn't recognize him when he first came. He came into his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name. And we believe on your name, written in blood on our lips. That's why we bow down and worship you and praise you and have communion and receive you, Lord, because we know you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and nothing's too hard for you. We thank you for what you've done and all your saints. Thank you for the many times you provided deliverance for your saints, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory for providing for all those in harm's way. We thank you, Father God, for J.D. and Linda's prayer request written not that long ago, Father God. We were in a storm, Father God, in the storm lifted where they put the prayer request. We thank you for the prayers that have been answered, many, many prayers. We ask for your divine intervention. Even as Al Gore said, in the last, the people and the governments will be using the weather as a weapon. Father, we ask you to break all the one of the machines and everything, that, whether it's HAARP or any other machine, they're trying to use to control the weather as a weapon against your people, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those that are trying to bring about the equivalent dust bowl at the Four Corners area in the southwest United States of America, Father God, with a tremendous drought. And we ask you to and take what the enemy is trying to do, to take the food away from the people and reverse it, Father God, and bring the food to the people that need it, Father God, in the natural and the spiritual, especially the spiritual food, because we don't live by physical food, but people do need physical food when they're in the physical bodies, Father, and provide the needs of all of your children, because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Provide the needs of all the people. We ask you to cause the weather and atmosphere to be the way you want. So we speak shalom, peace, shalom to the weather and the atmosphere, not just to all the United States of America, from border to border and coast to coast, even all the protectorates and connected areas, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, and all of our neighbors. Shalom with the weather and the atmosphere in Jesus' name, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We ask for your divine intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. Deliver the children and all those in harm's way. Provide all their needs according to your riches and glory, Christ Jesus, in which those that are standing for your truth, standing up for their truth in harm's way. Provide natural needs, financial needs, spiritual comfort, and the comfort of Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for groaning through your saints by your Spirit. We thank you for ever living to make intercession of each of us. You're our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Thank you for ever living to make intercession of the supreme Son of God, for all the global prayer warriors, for Donald Trump, all those that are standing for the truth, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor for all that you have done, are doing, and going to do.
But now you're my voice.
You know ready.
My Father,